The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
I'm done asking you. I want the toys picked up now.
No!
If you don't do what I'm telling you right now, you can forget about dessert. Ray, I can't take this anymore. Could you handle it, please?
All right, I got it. All right. Allie, wash your hands and do what Mommy... Don't make Mommy mad.
No.
Look, you have to do what Mommy says.
Why?
Because I do.
Everybody loves Raymond. I do miss that programme. Disciplining children isn't always easy, and all too often as a parent, you go into battle only to lose and fail, whether it's managing tantrums or dealing with moody teenagers. So how can you improve or change bad behaviour without resorting to a full-scale row? We're joined on the line by Dr. Mary O'Kane, lecturer in psychology and education and the author of Perfectly Imperfect Parenting. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Lovely to chat to you again. I think probably every household in the country can relate to that little clip. We've all been
totally
there.
Agreed. There's one person I don't fall out of this in this house, I can tell you. When we're dealing with parents, and I think I used the phrase to you previously, is I have a level which is north of Krakatoa that I desperately try to avoid getting to, but sometimes buttons are pressed and things are done that cause Krakatoa to just blow.
It doesn't solve anything. It doesn't. Jonathan, that's exactly it. And funny, you use the word discipline when you were introducing the topic. And we forget, discipline actually means to teach. And we do that with empathy. We do it with connection. But do you know what I think happens? And you said pushing the buttons. And it's not that our children are really deliberately pushing our buttons. It's often that we feel they are. But when we're at that point, we turn into our parents. We go back to that parenting style. You know when life is good and you think to yourself, oh, I'm having a really good parenting day today. But then when you're in that moment, we go back to, you know, that old fashioned sort of, you will do what I tell you, young man or young lady, you know that. We go back to that and it really, really doesn't work because it escalates everything. They need us to be calm when they are at the mercy of their emotions. When their emotional brain is exploding, they need calm from us.
But we told them to pick up the bowl. Or we told them eat their food. Or we told them do their homework. And they didn't. And as a result, we're coming back and seeing our authority undermined. And as a result, we get annoyed.
That's exactly it. Do you know what? It's funny. We think, as you say, we think, but hold on, I've issued my instructions. Why don't they understand? But
and we were very clear instructions, for the record.
They were, definitely. But we are coming at it from the adult brain. They are coming from this with this little children's brain. And they are, our children are not born able to self-regulate. It's not a skill that just happens naturally. It's a skill they have to develop. And they learn self-regulation. So, you know, they learn not to explode through co-regulation with us. So we kind of need to model the behavior that we want them to follow. So we can tell them as much as we like, we can tell them to be quiet and be good and be whatever. But if they see us starting to get a bit snappy and, you know, we're getting annoyed, they follow suit. Instead, we have to go back and we really do have to be calm. Funny, Jonathan, I use an image when I'm talking to parents about children when children are a bit explosive. And it's a little goldfish with a shark fin on its back. And we see the shark fin and we hear the jaws music and we respond to it. And very often, if we just remember there is a little goldfish underneath there, it can help us just breathe and be that little bit calmer.
So how do you deal with it, right? So if you have been express in telling a child to do one thing or the other and that thing hasn't been done, or there is a consistent problem that you know, we're all under pressure, day to day can be tricky. How do we deal with that if you get a kind of a wobbling lower lip or a look back at you that if they could, they'd quite happily put you out in the garage? How do you deal with that in a sane and safe way?
Well, one of the things we talk about is called practice the pause. Now, I say this as if I'm Mary Poppins here and it's easy. It's not easy at all. But
it was nice of you to dress up for the piece.
Exactly. exactly. But it's not easy. But basically what it means is when we're in that moment, the first thing we need to do, instead of telling them what they should be doing or giving out to them whatever, is just exhale. We need to breathe. So that's what this practice pause is. If we just stop and take a few breaths before we respond, it just gives us those few moments that help, hopefully stop us responding in anger. But what it does in that moment is it helps us to look at our child with empathy. It helps us to see they are struggling. And you know what, Jonathan? It helps us look at ourselves a little bit with empathy. Yeah. And recognize parenting is hard.
I agree wholeheartedly. It's bloody hard.
Yeah.
But if it's grand if that's happening in the comfort of your own home, because if you do have the Krakatoa moment occasionally, it's happened in the house and nobody saw it. But children are really good at being absolute demon goldfish while out and about. And they know he can't go crazy because I can do what I want because I'm in the supermarket. So how do you deal with the supermarket?
Well, you know those tantrums, from the little ones, and it's suddenly, they're like a little volcano. And again, we sometimes think, again, they're manipulating me. That child has been deliberately manipulative because they know I can't respond. Very often they're not. Very often it's built. It's just their frustration has built over time. And a little thing, not like, I want these packet of sweets at the till, and the volcano goes. And I know parents are going to say, oh yeah, sure, you expect me to do this. But again, it comes back to, in that moment, not responding. Now, can I just say something though, Jonathan? We can preempt things. You know, if you know something is going to set them off, keep it off limits. If you know they're on the verge of exploding, redirect them to something else. If you sort of choose your battles, if you like, and be aware of things like their hunger and their tiredness. Because the way you know your own kids, sometimes, you know, the way you've been in work all day and you collect them from the minder and you're coming home and you have to run to the shop, you kind of know what's going to happen. And occasionally, it's worth giving in that moment for everybody's sanity. Do you know something, Jonathan? Over COVID, I've had so many parents get in touch with me and say, I feel I'm a failure. I feel I'm failing. Remember, we do not have to be perfect. We don't have to get it right all the time. If we try to be consistent, I mean, you know, 80-20 rule, if we get it right 80% of the time, you are doing a brilliant job. I think it's important that we remind ourselves of that. It's not always about getting it right. And sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes we explode back at them and we don't want to, but we do it. And we feel so guilty. And we need to tell ourselves, you know what? Repair. I got it wrong. Come back and repair.
By the sounds of it, the message you're giving to parents today is if you want your grandchildren to be treated the same way that you treat your children, then your performance is very much in the shop window right now because it's probably going to replicate itself in 30 years' time. Dr. Mary O'Kane, lecturer in psychology and education and author of Perfectly Imperfect Parenting, for a moment of zen in how we're doing things. Thank you very much for joining us, Mary.